Christmas seals, it's the Eddie Cantor Show. And here he is himself, Eddie Cantor.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking you twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. Better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree. So you better watch out. Better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Have you ever had trouble persuading your children that there is a Santa Claus? Eddie's two grandchildren, Judy and Michael, have just expressed some doubts on the subject, so Eddie has rushed them down to the nearest department store to prove to them that Santa Claus does exist. And he'll do it, too, if he can make it up the stairs.
Come on, kids. Santa Claus must be up in the toy department. We'll walk up the stairs.
Grandpa, at your age, we better take the elevator.
We'll walk up the stairs.
Well, we made it to the top, Gramp.
Yeah. You kids can put me down now. There's the toy department, and there's Santa Claus's chair.
Yeah, but there's no Santa Claus in it.
Well, maybe he's out to lunch.
What's the sign say?
Let's see. Santa Claus has gone out of business. For sale, you sleigh and reindeer. Apply North Pole.
See, Gramp, just like I said, there is no Santa Claus.
There is, too.
There is not.
Gosh, something must be terribly wrong at the North Pole. I wonder what's going on up there. I wonder what's going on up there at the North Pole.
But I don't think there's going to be any Christmas.
Pa, you sure you're doing the right thing?
What else can I do?
Oh, there's somebody at the door, Pa.
I'll let him in.
Santa Claus, my name is Eddie Cantor, and I heard that you were going out of business. Say it isn't true.
You want to buy my sleigh?
Then you are quitting?
Yep, that's my decision. I guess I'm through. I've lost faith.
Lost faith? How are kids going to believe in Santa Claus if Santa Claus doesn't even believe in himself?
Well, there's too much trouble. I'm tired. I'm an old man.
So what? I'm just as old. I'm no youngster either. But if I was Santa Claus, I wouldn't give up no matter what the problems were.
Oh, you think you could do better, huh?
I know I could.
Well, brother, you've got yourself a job. Here's the suit, the beard, and the hat.
What do you know? Eddie Cantor Claus. Oh. Now, when do I start delivering the toys?
Toys? There ain't no toys.
No toys?
That is your first problem. The elves and the gnomes that used to make them for me have gone on strike.
On strike?
Yep, they're having a meeting next door right now. You come with me and listen.
Hello, toy makers of Local 602. Put down your tools. We're quitting. We're through. So all the kids at home may boo us, I'm still your leader, John Elf Lewis.
Now, wait just a second. I'm the new boss. I've just been appointed Santa Claus. Go back to your benches. Turn out those toys and gladden the hearts of girls and boys.
Is this order official?
Partly.
Partly?
Yes, partly Taft and partly Hartley. But Christmas is not the season for striking. It's time for gifts and mistletoe.
Believe me, boss, this ain't to our liking. We got the idea from you guys below.
Well, what do you want? I'm a reasonable man. State your problem. I'll do what I can.
If you want little guys to put toys on the shelves, give us shorter hours and longer elves.
It's a deal. I'll inform the shipping clerk that all you elves have gone back to work, that there will be gifts for every urchin on Christmas morn when they start searching.
Wait, Canter Claus. There's something you've missed. Just take a look at this Christmas list. Children have changed. They're too precocious. Look at these letters. They're simply atrocious.
Give me that list. Let me see. This is what they want neath the Christmas tree? Radar guns for shooting straight, atomic bombs to disintegrate, chemical sets with radium emulsion, bombing planes with jet propulsion, Tommy guns with bullet spray, atom smasher, cosmic ray, bomb sites, space flights, rocket ships, moon trips, armored cars, phones to Mars, glass blowers, flamethrowers, poison flasks, gas masks, cars that go with speed of light, TNT and dynamite. Where is the laughter? Where is the mirth? Whatever happened to peace on Earth?
Well, you see, Canter Claus, how can we send stuff like that to little kids?
We can't. We'll send the old-fashioned kind of toys, you know, trains, doll carriages, sleds, skates, marbles.
Marbles?
Yes, if they spend more time shooting marbles when they're kids, maybe they won't want to spend time shooting each other when they grow up.
You're right, Canter Claus, but even if we did produce all that stuff, how are we going to deliver it?
With the reindeer.
That is problem number two. Come with me. This is where the reindeer live.
They're all asleep.
Yeah, I'll wake them. Up, Dunder! Up, Blitzen! Up, Prancer!
Where's Dancer?
At the Palladium.
Look, fellas, wake up! We're going to have a lot of toys to deliver this Christmas.
Oh, no. Us reindeer ain't going down to Earth this year. With the price of meat what it is, we'd never get back alive.
Yeah, I can just see the signs. Reindeer burgers, 50 cents. But you can't quit. All the kids will be looking for presents under their Christmas trees.
There won't be any Christmas trees.
What do you mean? No Christmas trees?
That's your third problem, Canter Claus. Follow me outside.
What's this?
This is the forest where the Christmas trees grow.
Shh.
Listen.
Way up here, midst Arctic breezes, shiver and sway, we Christmas trees.
It's not wind, we shiver with fear, whenever Christmas time draws near.
With one fell swoop, they chop us down. We're loaded on trains, delivered to town.
We're cut off in our prime, when our branches are limp. Oh, how we dread that fatal word.
Timber! We beg for mercy, plead and wheedle.
You pine trees are kidding. You're giving me the needle.
No, I've seen those lumberjacks standing round with sharpened axe, looking at Grandpa and making a nasty crack.
And then when they got our cousin Blanche, the family lost another branch.
But the women want trees, like my wife Ida. She's waiting for me with the ornaments beside her. If I come home without a Christmas tree, you know what she'll do? She'll hang one on me.
You can rout and rave and blow your top, but we won't allow a single chop.
Raise an ant and we'll raise a puff.
Nobody's gonna make a sap.
Look, Santa, there are other trees. Let's go have a talk with the willow.
Ain't no use. Those are musical trees, and they all signed up with Petrillo.
But there's got to be a Christmas. Call all your helpers together. I want to talk to them.
All right. Gnomes, elves, reindeer, everybody come on and hear. Here they come. All right now. Quiet up. Quiet, everybody. Canter Claus here wants to talk to you.
Look, fellas and girls,
I've listened to your complaints, and maybe they're justified. Maybe we don't deserve Christmas down there on Earth. And I guess you're right about us older folks, because we've really made a mess of a lot of things. But you've forgotten one thing we haven't made a mess of. One thing that proves we can all work together down there in the true Christmas spirit of helping the other fellow. Look, 40 years ago, a little piece of paper called a Christmas seal came along to raise money to fight one of man's worst enemies, tuberculosis. People saw right away that he was an enemy that is dangerous to everyone, and that Christmas seals were the weapon which could help lick it. So many millions of us have bought Christmas seals in those 40 years that we've helped to save the lives of over 4 million Americans. Why, with Christmas seals, we put back into Christmas its real and original meaning, goodwill toward men. That's not such a bad record, is it? We've got to have Christmas with the spirit of the Christmas seal and its life-saving work.
Okay. Us elves will give you another chance. Come on, guys. Let's get started building those toys.
And us reindeers will deliver the stuff.
We trees will help. We were only kidding before. Our bark is worse than our bite.
Hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off to work we go. Santa Claus and boys will see that all good girls and boys have Christmas trees and lots of toys.
And it's agreed. Santa, here's your suit back. You can go to work.
Grandpa, come on. Are you going to stand here in the department store just looking at an empty chair?
Oh, come on, Michael. There isn't any Santa Claus.
I can't understand that.
Come on.
Judy, Michael, did you hear that? Sleigh bells. Look, look. Here comes Santa Claus.
Oh, Merry Christmas, kiddies. Merry Christmas.
Gosh, Merry Christmas.
Well, Michael, here's Santa Claus. Now are you convinced?
Not exactly.
Hey. Well, what's bothering you, Sonny?
Well, gosh, there's so many of you Santa Clauses on the street corners and in all the stores.
Michael, Santa Claus can be anybody who has a heart. He can be anywhere people love each other.
Here in America, we show that love for each other by buying such things as Christmas seals, giving something of what we have so that others may keep the greatest gift of all, their health. As long as there are Christmas seals to fight tuberculosis and Americans who buy them, there will be a Christmas.
As long as there's folks willing to share what things they have with someone somewhere, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Remember, every American who has a heart, every American who is willing to share to help protect the health of others from dreaded tuberculosis will buy Christmas seals. Buy and use Christmas seals and help save lives.